AIDS is the leading cause of death among adolescents in Africa, according to the joint UN program on HIV and AIDS. HIV is the virus which causes AIDS. As girls have 8 times the risk of being infected with HIV than boys, the UN believes they should be at the center of the global response to the disease. Kenya's President Uhuru Kenyatta is among African leaders who support this call.
HIV continues to disproportionately affect children, adolescents, and the youth, especially young girls. We need to harness our youth dividend by keeping them HIV free. This will include access to medication for those who are HIV positive and ensuring that no child suffers stigma and discrimination.
Academy Award-winning actress Charlize Theron is founder of a project in her native South Africa that protects young people from HIV and AIDS. The UN Messenger of Peace spoke of how stigma and powerlessness are fueling the spread of the disease in her homeland.
Just imagine an adolescent girl who musters up the courage to walk into a local clinic to ask for condoms, only to be turned away by a nurse who says, "You're too young to have a boyfriend, and come back when you're 18. Imagine a young woman who says she would rather contract HIV than get pregnant because no one can see HIV, and so no one would shame her for being sexually active. Imagine a young woman who knows how HIV is transmitted and how to protect against it, but has to use sex to feed her family. You can stop imagining because these are all real stories."
The United Nations estimates that roughly 40 million people worldwide are living with HIV. 12-year-old Elijah Zachary Lamine from Kenya is one of them.
Presidents, thank you for making the promise to end AIDS by 2030. But if we are really going to end AIDS by 2030, we must make sure that all the children living with HIV must be on their medication for their whole life. Please keep your promise.
For Charlize Theron, keeping that promise means hope for the future.
We have reason to have hope, reason to believe that we can, in fact, reach our goal of ending AIDS by 2030. And that's because we know what works: empowering young people to take control of their health.
South African actress Charlize Theron, star of films such as Mad Max, Fury Road, and Snow White and the Huntsman, speaking at UN earlier this week. Anna Carmo, United Nations.